We are wrapping up the month of January with another rather uneventful weather day across eastern New York and western New England. It was brighter earlier in the day, then a deck of clouds raced into the region, resulting in a cloudy finish in most areas. And the clouds will be a rather big player over the next couple of days. There's also going to be a scattering of rain and snow showers at times, but there's no big storm in the forecast for this particular weekend. Temperatures this afternoon have been above average once again. It's not way above average. It definitely is not feeling like springtime, but temperatures in most areas today have been at least a few degrees above average, and that's putting the finishing touch on a mild month of January. In the Albany area, the monthly average temperature will come out around 32.1 or 32.2, depending upon exactly how the numbers come in for today. But that will firmly place us in the sixth position on the list of top 10 warmest Januaries on record in the Albany area. This has been the warmest January since 2006. And to give you the years that are ahead of us on the list for warmest Januaries in order from warmest, 1932, 1913, 1933, 1937, and 1990. So while this has been a mild January, it is not the warmest January on record. Those records at Albany go back to the late 1800s. Coming up over the weekend, I mentioned there's no big storm in the forecast. There will be a scattering of snow showers and maybe even a few raindrops at times. So don't be surprised if you need to hit the windshield wipers on the car. I don't expect any significant accumulation of snow over the weekend, but I will point out that just a little light dusting of snow can still be slippery, so be mindful of that if you are out and about on the roads. Again, though, there's nothing significant weather-wise coming up over the weekend. Temperatures should be in the 30s both days, which is mainly above average still for this time of year. And then by Monday, it's actually going to warm up a bit. It's not going to feel like May, but it may feel like March as temperatures on Monday climb up into the 40s. A few spots south of Albany may make it into the 50s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some scattered snow showers, lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some scattered rain and snow showers, high 28 to 36. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, cloudy, some scattered snow showers, lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some scattered rain and snow showers, high 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, cloudy, scattered snow showers, lows in the 20s to around 30, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some scattered rain and snow showers, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, for tonight, cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the 20s to around 30, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few scattered rain and snow showers, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Region-wide on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of some light rain or snow with highs in the 30s, and on Monday, partly sunny and warmer with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.